Evelyn McGlynn's in the studio. Hi, Evelyn.
Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Very good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Not at all.
Because you are the creator, the editor of the Crafty Kids Guide to Donegal and its Wild Atlantic Way. What a fantastic idea, but an undertaking to get children involved in creating something for children.
Yes, well, there's lots of great books out there, guidebooks all over Ireland and for Donegal, but there wasn't actually any for children, created by children. So the idea sort of was born with the fact that children have a lot to say about their lives and what's going on in it. And we thought, what a great idea to gather them together and get them through their stories and drawings and poetry and amazing English and Irish. And just to tell us, for the local and the visitor, what's out there and what's great about Donegal.
It's a big job, though, because this is a really well put together publication.
Thank you. Yeah, I suppose initially with Crafty Kids, which is Crafty Kids IE, which is my client, we sat down and we talked about doing this. And originally it was just from a marketing point of view to just brand awareness. But the more and more we got into it, the more exciting the project became. And Fáilte Ireland, Wild Atlantic Way came on board with us. And then I suppose really it was about all the characters that were involved. Ruth Graham, who designed the book, which is just amazing. She sprinkled magic over all the work from the children. Ian Miller, who's the Bear Grylls of the Northwest, you know, climbing stacks. And he was so free and giving of his time. Angus Kennedy, a young guy who's... Declan Gillespie from a transition year school in Stranorler. He drew all the images, he's only 16.
Wow.
And he drew all the images by
hand.
That's
amazing.
So there was a collaboration of people, I suppose, that were involved in that, you know, and so from that point of view, the project suddenly became a passion.
A lot of the adult stuff
yes.
is too long-winded,
yes.
in my opinion.
Exactly.
It presumes you know a certain amount. I'm finding this a lot more interesting and educational.
Well, I suppose...
And I'm not just saying that either. I mean that genuinely.
No, and I think as well now, even when we Google something, we want simple, we want it quick, we want it direct. The stories in here are amazing. They cover everything from history, geography, and nature. For example, I can't wait to get to Ardmore this year.
Mm.
You know, I
Same
was
as.
There once when I was 13, which is a long time ago. But the stories from the children just sort of bring it to life, the nature, the beaches, you know, and throughout the whole thing.
So you kind of found when you were putting this together,
oh.
you were getting excited. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, I didn't really...
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's important to note that over just under 1,000 pieces came in writing and in both in stories and in drawings. So I felt a bit like Simon Cowell with the team sitting down, having to say, well, that goes in or that doesn't go in. It was an impossible task. So the really exciting news is that we're having an exhibition in the Regional Cultural Centre on the 9th, 10th and 11th of June, with the official launch for the book on the 9th of June at 12 o'clock midday. Everybody is welcome. And all the work, every single last piece of poetry, art and stories are actually going to be on display.
What a great idea, because it gives people an opportunity to see it, but it's also a lot of information and from all over the county. So how is this going to be used or distributed? I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but who does it go to, or how do people get their hands on it, if you know what I mean?
Well, it's you know, initially it is a project that was a commercial project.
Of course,
so
yeah.
It's for sale. It's £9.99. It's on sale at craftykids.ie or in Crafty Kids stores.
But what I mean is, do you expect people who are coming here to visit to buy it? Or
yeah, well, I suppose my dream for is that everyone, you and I, get this book and say, oh my gosh, I haven't been to Slieve League, or I haven't been to Malin Head or Aran Island or Ardmore, you know, wherever it is, and say, oh look, that looks great, that there's a beach, and you know, the stories are like you go past the crooked bend and round the corner up the hill sort of thing, and you're actually smiling and laughing. So yeah, that tourists coming, locals, children in schools, that, you know, as I say, it covers everything. There's history in there, children telling stories about their great-great-grandfather, you know, working and living in the county, doing different things. So, I'm hoping that, you know, that it will be a resource.
Be a great companion, you know, if there's a family travelling through this stretch of the Wild Atlantic Way for the younger children to have their, you know, spot it as they go along, sort of a thing. And you point out, you're right in that, you know, there's so much of this county we have to discover ourselves.
Yes.
I know there's people listening today that went up to Malin Head when Star Wars was here, probably for the first time, or at least for many years.
Yes.
it's a disgrace you haven't been on Aaron Moore since you were 13.
I know.
And it's not as long as ago as you're making out. But, you know, I'm going to be honest. I went to Schlieve League for the first time only a couple of years ago,
okay.
which is a disgrace because it really is quite close to me. So, you know, we've a lot to discover ourselves as adults as well as
well,
the
children.
Well,
this is the thing, and I suppose Donegal is an amazing county and we live in it and we love it. But we, as travellers then, we always travel elsewhere perhaps to visit or for holidays or whatever. So I think it's important to really just sort of get the feel for it. And the other thing is there's a lot of famous faces in there as well. Mm-hmm. Daniel O'Donnell's in there.
I was looking through. I can't see me though. Did I not make the cut? I did get 10 children.
I'm sure you're in there.
I did get 10 children to send stuff in. Maybe that'll make the display, will it?
Yeah, they'll be in the exhibition. Yeah, you'll be there.
All right, Daniel, who else?
Shimi Coleman's in there, Paddy Boner.
They all actually live on the Wild Atlantic Way, which is really convenient, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so there's some, you know, amazing Michael Murphy's in there as well. So, you know, the children's work, we had to be very careful and keep it very true to them. The Wild Atlantic Way is 13 miles or 15 miles hugging the coastline. Mm. But of course, there were other bits and pieces then came in for the Finn Valley area, for Clohan, you know, different, the Fintown Railway.
Well, that's the whole idea of the idea of the Wild Atlantic Way, that it is a path, but it's not a path with, you know, chains up either side of it. You know, the idea is that you do branch off here and there.
And I mean, for example, some of the children weren't aware of exactly what it was or where they were going. Mm. So we like to think now that maybe there's even been a little bit of an education in that, in that they're now aware of what the Wild Atlantic Way is.
So you have to get a balance then too of having it educational but fun.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of, you know, some quizzes in there because some children love that type of thing as well.
Yes.
Most do. So did you have to think much about the balance to be struck?
To be honest, yes, I suppose I did. You know, it became almost a passion, you know, a sort of constant companion to me over the last 5 or 6 months. So it was something I was always working on. I know most of my friends and family are sort of at this stage going, thank gosh, that's over. But yeah, I wanted to get the right balance. I had written a book before, as you know, with Greens, and I'm working on another book at the moment. So I suppose as well, it's just a pure passion, and you get the balance right when you listen to the children's stories. It was important that all the geographical areas, as much as we could from the children sending in the bits and pieces. So we feel, as I say, but it was very much a team at the end of it. Everybody sort of contributed and was involved, so it was good.
Niall, who's 11, Niall Marnie, wrote, I live in Clohan. When I have a day off school, I love to walk up to Cork Wind Farm and look at the tall blades moving in the breeze. I love to sit on the old train that runs along Fintown Lake and drink the best hot chocolate and Marley and tea. Clohan is so beautiful and it has the best salmon fishing on the Finn, which is good information for me, I think. And Clohan is on the road to the Wild Atlantic Way. That's it?
Perfect. And that is the theme of throughout.
There's no ads in this, is there?
No. It was non-commercial.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose, as I say, originally it was a branding, so we wanted to, you know, do it our way and do it without a commercial.
Yeah, whatever way you had to fund it.
Absolutely.
It's discreet, whichever way. It's not full of ads for sugary drinks.
Yeah, you know? And I think, you know, it's important, as I say, to come back and sort of say with Crafty Kids, and Brian Higgins in particular, who's a great guy in town and, you know, who really sort of looks at something and says, yeah, let's do that. And, you know, and I say people like Alfie Green or whatever, I think that's fantastic when you have people who are sort of say, let's go and do the project and let's get it out there. So we hope that everybody enjoys it as much as we do.
I think you've genuinely done a great thing.
Thank
I'm getting a
much.
Couple for my boys.
Great.
And because it's just an easier way to educate them rather than me having to do it.
Exactly. But of course, now you've got to go and do all of those. So.
Yeah, I'm joking, but yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, because it... you kind of wonder sometimes what to do with children. So if they say, oh, look, that looks interesting, well, let's go. You know, that sort of
Absolutely.
Way, so that it can
and
work that way too.
And even the quizzes that are in there, you know, and there's one really, really exciting from Ian Miller, was there's a lake under a lake. I don't know whether you knew that or not, Greg.
I didn't even know such a thing could occur.
Yes, on Oi Island. So right. It's in there in the book, and you actually go underneath and there's a lake under a lake, which is, I was just fascinated by that. Yeah, so we're all going ahead there. Big tour.
And you have to get to Aaron Moore as well,
Absolutely.
Of course.
Very soon. I'm going out to actually to meet the children very soon.
So how can people get their hands on a copy?
Okay, well, Crafty Kids store, which is in Letterkenny Retail Park or Letterkenny Shopping Centre, loads in there. Run in and get it now for the good weather. Craftykids.ie if you're further afield. Easton's Letterkenny. So it's going to be on sale. And if there's
you have to get someone to Bundoran or Donegal Town at the start of the Wild Atlantic Way, you know, for those people to come through.
And we would say that if there are any tourists or tourist businesses or shops or anything that would like to sell, please get in touch with us. And there's a little retail.
Because I really do think it'd be a great thing. It'd be a great thing for families either abroad or down the country coming into Donegal.
Yeah. And maybe it's the first of many. Who knows? Maybe we'll do Crafty Kids Guide to wherever.
I'm sure it's very likely indeed. Talk about the exhibition again. A couple of callers want to know where that
is. Perfect. It's in the Regional Cultural Centre on the 9th, 10th and 11th
That's
of June.
In Letterkenny, of course.
Yes, in the Highland and Green and Theatre. And on the 9th at 12 o'clock is the official launch. So that's the actual official launch of the book and the exhibition. But it's running the 9th, 10th and 11th of June. And you can get information. We have a Facebook page, Crafty Kids Guide to Donegal and the Wild and its Wild Atlantic Way, or the Crafty Kids page, or Evelyn McMarketing. So there's lots of information out there, Twitter.
And you give us a reminder on that weekend, and we'll mention it as well.
Yeah, sure.
Because people don't want to miss out
on
that.
No,
listen, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.
And
very
well
much.
Done. And just mention where people can get it again. Sorry, just a text coming in. Either online,
craftykids.ie. Or Crafty Kids Toy Shop, which is in Letterkenny Shopping Centre or Letterkenny Retail Park.
Evelyn McGlynn, editor of Crafty Kids Guides to Donegal and its Wild Atlantic Way, thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you very much, Greg.